Greetings, everyone. Today I'm going to preach a message or teach a message to you called The Worst Message I Have Ever Received. It was heartbreaking. It put me in grief for many, many weeks, and many of you have experienced the exact same thing. At age 65, I have seen many of my family members pass away. Thankfully, they were Christians. They were raised in church and they served God up until the moment of their departure. I have had aunts and uncles and cousins, and many of them have actually passed away at a very good old age, a term that the Bible uses about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These people were in their late 70s and early 80s. And my mom and dad, as a matter of fact, have gone to be with the Lord, and they are both buried in a cemetery plot between Voice of Evangelism Ministries and Omega Center International. We'll show you a beautiful picture here, how that where their tombstones are in the distance, you see the beautiful Omega Center International Ranch. Now, both my parents, Fred Stone and Juanita Stone, were sick prior to their departure. Dad, for 15 days, could not eat or drink anything and was in a life care center in Cleveland, Tennessee. And on my way to see him, I received the call that he had passed away that morning. Mom was had COVID and had been in the hospital emergency room, intensive care unit. And she was there for a good while, but was recovering. And guess what? Suddenly, on a Tuesday night, we received a call that she had heart failure, and we were able to be permitted to go into that room and spend a few moments with her. I think she was actually already gone when we were there, and they kept her on life support till we were able to see her one more time. I have laid to rest, for example, my wonderful grandparents, John and Lucy Baba, in Rose Cemetery in Thomas, West Virginia, William and Nalvi Stone, who was my grandparents on my father's side of the family, and you know, here's the thing I've got to say to you. Most of these individuals were up there in years. First of all, you knew they were up there in years. Secondly, you knew that eventually they were going to go be with the Lord. And so when a person is older and they don't have their life in front of them, you prepare. You know what is coming. Here's what you are not prepared for. You are not prepared for a phone call where someone is in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and even 60s, and they're in excellent health. You're not expected, you're not mentally prepared nor emotionally prepared to receive a call. One of the worst days of my life, and I mean this sincerely, would be May 25th of 2024. My family on Mama's side were called Bava. Some people say Bava, the Italian term, but they were an Italian family. Now, this Italian family is a very large family, because if you start counting all the cousins and the relatives and those that are married that now have children, oh, there are many, many of them. Now, most of them from this family live in the state of West Virginia. A lot of them live in the area where I was born, Parsons, West Virginia. Well, let me tell you what happened on May 25th, 2024. One of my best friends in the world was Luana Bava Carr. She was born in Parsons, West Virginia, 18 months apart. I was born in Parsons. She was born in Parsons. Same hospital, same doctor. Dr. Michael helped give birth to both of us. And she goes back, way back to the time when her father brought her at age 16 to one of my early revivals when I was 18. And she got to hear her cousin preach in the church, my grandfather's church. And by the way, my grandfather was her dad's brother. And that church was in Gorman, Maryland. Remember at Christmas time, Uncle Joe, as we called him, would come up, and sometimes Cousin Connie and other cousins, and Lulu, we called her Lulu, Luana, would come up, and they would be there. And here's what was funny. Joe would say, "Y'all come down to Hendricks to see us." And I didn't even ever go to Hendricks until October of 2023, when Luana drove me to meet some of the family, some of my cousins who lived in Hendricks, because that's where she was raised. Now, let me talk to her about her for a moment. We were like twins. In fact, when we got reconnected, we started talking about ailments and foods that we liked and things we didn't like. And I'm telling you, I said to her, "We are twins. Somebody separated us into two different families." It was the most crazy thing I've ever seen in my life. And we got to learn about the family history and so many other things. But on May 25th, my daughter had come to town, and we were going to have to get her another car. Her vehicle had about 90,000 miles on it. So I had FaceTimed my beautiful second cousin, Luana Carr, and I said, "Lulu, we're getting ready to go to get Amanda a car. And we talked for a few moments, FaceTimed actually, and she was sitting outside of her home. And she was on her way to take food to someone that she helped take care of. She was a great caregiver. And the odd thing was, I remember looking at my little phone. I said, "Lulu, show me that baby smile one more time before you go." She smiled and we laughed. She said, "Don't forget to send me a picture." Well, we went out that day, my wife and I did, and we received a, while we're sitting there, and Amanda is signing papers for the car, and I'm thinking, I got to send that picture to Luana. I received this text. I'm going to go ahead and show you a picture of my phone. I've kept the text of the actual text that was sent from Pastor Mike in Elkins, West Virginia. This was Lulu's pastor. "Brother Perry, this is Pastor Mike from Elkins. Please call me as soon as possible. There's been an emergency concerning your family." Now, here's why I thought that was odd. I knew that if there was an emergency in the family, Luana, who had my number, would have called me. When I read it, a great an uneasiness gripped my stomach, my spirit. And I said, this is about Lulu. She would have been the one. Why is the pastor of her church calling me? Well, when I called the pastor, I went into shock. Lulu had been driving to take Helen, the woman she cared for, some food from a Wendy's restaurant. And a man who was in his 80s that was pulling a cattle truck that holds 9 cattle, basically ran a red light. And as she was going through, her light was green, he T-boned her on the side, and she was taken from us at age 63. Now, when you've just talked to somebody on your telephone, you've seen them, and you said, "I'm going to send you a picture," you think nothing about departure. In fact, we had plans. We were going to go to Italy, take all the family to Italy. We were going to go to Israel. She even talked about one day buying a place in Pigeon Forge where her family, all the families, can get together for reunions. We had such great plans. And that day, first of all, here's what you go through. First of all, if you've ever lost someone that quick, you go through shock. You're just walking in a daze, and it doesn't last a day. Shock can last a long time. The second thing that immediately begins to happen is you begin to ask why. Why becomes a question with everybody in the family when it's someone who is younger. The third thing that happens, and I've heard about this, but it is a real medical situation, is you experience what's called a broken heart. There's something called the broken heart syndrome. And you literally feel like it's not a chest pain. It's not a feeling of a heart attack, but you feel a pressure in your heart and your heart actually aches. Now, remember, I had lost many, many people in my lifetime, but this was unexpected. This was sudden. This was someone that was much younger, perfect health, no diseases, expecting to live to be, based on the Italian DNA that we had, probably in their 80s, okay? And so here's the real issue I experienced. When I call this the worst day of my life, I can't think of anything I ever had happened that literally crushed me worse than this. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But let me say some of the issues for me. And I want you to pay attention very carefully. There is a gift of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12 called the gift of the word of knowledge. And the gift of the word of knowledge, the Holy Spirit gives you knowledge about things that are coming. John said this, "The Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, will show you things to come." My father had this gift, and it was incredible. He could tell people things that they were going to do, meetings they were going to have, what was going to happen, and he'd tell them a week or two in advance. He warned my uncle, who was in Vietnam, of trouble, and he drew out on maps. My daddy drew out on maps in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, where my uncle would be, the ruins of the buildings, the field where they would be digging in the trench, and he sent it in the mail, and it happened twice. My uncle, Lewis Stone, of the Lima Division, 800 men went in and 6 came out, and he was one of those that came out alive because of the gift of the word of knowledge. I also knew that Dad would have dreams of danger or a vision, and he would warn the family. He warned me on numerous occasions of something that was going to happen and take place. I've had the same thing happen. Now, here's what puzzled me. There is something that happens to me, and I have never talked about this, I think maybe publicly one time. My staff knows about it. My former secretary, one of the greatest women of God I've ever met, Gina Bean, and her husband Larry, who traveled with us, Gina would come to the office and say, "Okay, what's wrong? How can you tell?" "I can tell by your countenance." And I would say, "The death spirit is on me." And, you know, Gina would say, "Oh, it's not me, is it?" Because she was a little bit of a comedian too, you know. And I said, "No, Gina, you're okay, but somebody's going to die." 17 times, I honestly, before the Lord, can tell you that this has happened, that I would sense a weight. Now, it's different than a normal burden. It's different than a spirit of depression and oppression. It is an anxiety, and it is an anxiety to the level of it's like you're something's about to happen, and you're really not looking forward to it, and you come under heavy anxiety. So it's a feeling of anxiety, but I know someone's going to die. And here's what happens. When I feel this feeling, every time, 17 times, somebody I know, sometimes it's a family member, sometimes it's someone I'm just close to, is a really close friend, they pass away 7 to 10 days from the moment I have the burden. And I don't want to go into all the different times and the people that it involved. Now, here was my issue. And I'm going to say this honestly before the Lord, because I've wrestled with the Lord concerning Luanna, one of the dearest friends I had in this life. My issue was this. Why was I not warned? I had no dream. I had no burden. I had absolutely nothing. And normally I would have been warned 7 to 10 days out that something bad was going to happen. I felt nothing like that. Number two, I began to question myself. And the reason I'm preaching this is some of you have had this happen as well. When you lose someone that's very close to you, and many of you have, you start saying to yourself, "Okay, was I not paying attention? Had I become so busy that I wasn't listening to the still small voice of the Lord telling me something's happening, you need to pray?" And the third thing, and I have to say this, is I battled, had I prayed for her enough? Should I have prayed for her protection? Now, I was always checking on her, and she said, "Oh, Perry, you remind me of Dad," and that would be my Uncle Joe. And I said, "No, I have my dad, Fred Stone, in me," and my dad would always say, "Are your tires okay? Did you change the oil? Do you have enough fuel? Do you have your credit card?" He did this every time I took a trip, and I do that with my wife, my daughter, and my close friends, and I'm always checking. "Are you okay? Don't be driving at night. Don't you hit a dumb deer?" People actually have accidents up in the mountains of Kentucky, West Virginia, hitting deer all the time. So I have struggled for quite some time with this. Now, by the time you watch this, this will be aired probably sometime in the fall. So it's been a little bit of time, but I'm talking to you from my heart right now. So Dad taught me what I'm about to teach you. When you don't have a warning, you don't have a dream, a vision, or the Holy Spirit has not burdened you, then what happened was going to happen, and there wouldn't have been anything that you could have done to prevent it. Now, that doesn't mean God sent this and said, you know, "This is the day," and that's where we get into the premature death idea and the premature death teaching, but it does mean that it was something that was inevitable. Now, when you have a warning, it indicates that it could be changeable, or God is either preparing you. Let me say that again. When you get that really weird wait and something happens, either God was preparing your spirit through prayer and through a process. And this will happen when older people go to be with the Lord. He prepares you before their funeral and before their death. But again, Hebrews 9:27 said, "It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment." So in all of my pondering, and I'm not going to elaborate on this, but I'm going to give you one verse that I just kept coming back into my mind, and it's Isaiah 57:1. "The righteous perish, and no one lays it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering," now watch this, "none considering that the righteous is taken from the evil that is to come." The righteous is taken from the evil that is to come. Now, this verse is very, very revealing. Now, I do not say that this is every case. Some people die in a good old age. Some people have a disease and the disease takes them. Some people have a sudden accident. There's many ways that people pass away. But I also want you to think about the evil that is to come. A lot of times evil comes through an evil person. they abuse someone, they're out there suing somebody, they're all, you know, there's always something crazy going on. There's evil in crime, there's shooting, there's gang deaths, there's drug abuse, there's evil intentions. There's people that want to do other people wrong. There's evil intentions with even people making accusations. So there's a lot of things that could be considered evil that could come against a person. And so I want you to hear this for a moment, because I believe in some cases this is what happens. You and I know this. We absolutely know. God knows the future. For example, in Lulu's case, God was already out there 6 months, a year, 2 or 3 years into the future. Did God see something coming that would have been very detrimental toward her, that would have caused her great harm? Not at the present necessarily, but in the future. Was something going to happen that would completely pull her out of the will of God and cause distress? I can't answer that. I do know, though, that in this passage and in this verse, that there have been people that have lost teenagers in accidents. One is a friend of mine. This was many years ago. And in terrible grief and sorrow, the father prayed and said, God, I don't understand it. And the Lord told the father, I allowed him to go while he was ready for me. Had he lived longer, he would have gone into a backslidden condition, turned away from me, and died in his sins, away from me, in other words, in a backslid condition. And that it didn't bring the son back, but the dad knew the boy had been serving the Lord and had gone to be with the Lord, and God used this verse to help him. Now, I'm not telling you that is definitely not every case. In fact, that may not be many of the cases. But there are times that you and I have to understand we plan for the future. We have plans. We want things. We desire this or that and the other. But God knows things you don't. And so here's what I want to say to you who feel like that you've gone through what I've gone through. You've lost somebody that's very dear to you. You miss them every day. The hole in your heart, it just don't go away. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You've lost children or babies or grandchildren, or you've lost someone in an accident. It just doesn't go away. There's a piece of you that's missing. And you know what? You only get that piece back when we all go to be with the Lord, especially if the person was a believer. That's when you get it back. But here's what I want you to think about, and I want everybody that's out there listening to me. I preached a message called Will the Circle Be Unbroken, which is on my YouTube channel, where I talked about this a little bit. And I said, if my cousin, my beautiful cousin, could come back and give you one word, I thought, what would it be? Of course, it would be, she always asked people, are you ready to meet God? Are you ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus coming? Her husband said to me, she said that to probably thousands of people. So she was always concerned about, are you ready to meet the Lord? That would be the first thing. Are you ready? Get ready. But I think one of the things she would say is this: you can make your plans, but you never know when it will be your last day. And that reality of this could be my last day. We had plans, 10-year plans, 5-year plans as families, but she's no longer here. All those plans are gone. And the reality has struck with me. It's like a hammer. It's like it's impressed in my spirit. It's a groove in my brain. You don't have any assurance of the next 24 to 48 hours. You can have a heart condition that you don't even know. And so I think she would say to you, you never know when it is your last day. So here's what, on behalf of her who's with the Lord, I would say this: are you ready to meet God? I would tell you what she told a lot of people, or she asked them, are you ready to meet God? Number two, I want you to think about this, that the people you love, if you're not serving God, and they are, you'll never see them again. Never. And the third thing I want to say to you, are you going to let the circle be unbroken? My friend Paula Stefanovich Price wrote a song years ago, Heaven Wouldn't Be the Same Without You There. It's a very beautiful song, one of the most beautiful songs you'll ever hear, one of my favorites. And that's what I want to say to you. If you have a family, and 9 of them are serving the Lord, but 1 is not, that's a lost sheep. You need to focus on them with prayer and get them together, because you don't know when you're going to go. Folks, I want to ask you, I'm talking to somebody right now that doesn't go to church, that was raised in church. You don't see any use in it. You're trying to build your life now. You don't know that you're going to be here tomorrow. Is the circle going to be unbroken? Are you going to be missing from the marriage supper of the Lamb, where all your family will be together who are believers? All the people you love will be sitting at these tables at the marriage supper, but your memory will perish and they will not know that you existed. But in the other world, you will always remember. You'll remember the rejections of Christ. Listen to me. This is a message for the living. God told me, focus on those that are living. Sin is your enemy. Try to avoid it no matter whatever the cost. Repent now. Now, repent doesn't just mean, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. It also carries the idea of the go, sin no more anointing. Jesus said twice to people he forgave, go and sin no more. God wants you to repent, but he wants you to forsake the thing with his grace and help that's keeping you in bondage. And the third thing I would say to all of you who really love Jesus, keep a repentant spirit. I teach this to my kids. I teach this to people. When you know you've done wrong and that conviction comes, don't wait for 3 months to repent and go to a church. Do it there. Oh, God, I made this mistake. Help me, Lord. I was overcome by the powers of darkness. Help me. And keep a repentant spirit. So I believe that my cousin would say to you that you need to get your heart right with God and do your best to stay right. I have a book I wrote that's one of the most important books, in my opinion, ever. I want everybody to get it. Here's our announcer to tell you how.
Red Hawk County 911, where is your emergency?
There is a horse trailer and a dually just hit an SUV. Drove it all the way across the road.
Okay, yeah, if you could get, just find out if there's any injuries or entrapment.
There's entrapment, I can tell you that right now.
It was 10 o'clock Saturday morning when I FaceTimed my precious second cousin and very dear friend, telling her about my daughter Amanda preparing to trade in her old vehicle for a new one. I did not know it would be my last conversation with my cousin on the earth. Hours later, I received a call that she'd been killed in an intersection in Elkins, West Virginia. For months, I experienced very intense sorrow while wrestling with so many unanswered questions. Why did God allow a 63-year-old woman, a caregiver, with so many future plans to die so suddenly and without warning? For 3 months, I pored over Scripture, almost day and night, for answers. Out of my research and personal grief, I wrote this 209-page book called Why Did You Leave Us So Soon? The Mystery of a Premature Death, to answer my questions and also questions you have asked me over the years. Here's a few chapter titles. There's a time to die and a time not to die. The danger of being with the wrong people at the wrong place at the wrong time. Why are some healed and others are not? Why did one person die yet another person survived the same accident? How does a person break a protective hedge? How Christians can commit a sin unto death. Why do infants suddenly pass away? Does God honor a deathbed repentance? Here's a few more. How sinning Christians can be delivered to the will of Satan. The danger of offending your angel. Suicide and questions about eternity. Why are many Christians sick, weak, and many have died young? Why at times when you need an answer does God seem to say nothing? That's only 12 of the 22 chapters in the book. I want to say this, if you've ever lost a loved one to death and you had many unanswered questions, I hope you will order this book. It answers numerous confusing questions about the mystery of why people seem to die before their time. It will also teach you the biblical principles of learning how to discern coming danger and pray against it. That's a very important part of this book as well. When you order this new book, I'm including a very powerful audio CD that my dad said to me before he passed away. Perry, let people hear this. It's one of the most important messages I've ever heard. Don't go to hell over a mystery. You can call 1-888-21-BREAD or order online at perrystone.org or request offer WWS-146 and include $30 by writing Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. Again, that's offer WWS-146. You may not need this book now, but you may need it in the future. I hope you'll order it today.
You know, these are going to be some very informative and somber messages, because the one that you heard today, which is, you know, a message I got, you know, was one of the worst days of my life. You know, when you have talked to someone at 10 and they passed away by 12:45 unexpectedly in an accident, it's a horrible feeling. And many of you, thousands of you watching me, have had someone pass away in your family, and you ask the Lord, Why did you let them go at this time? They still had years left. Why did it happen this way? And when this happened, the way I get healed is by writing. I get by myself and I write. And I began to just ask God a lot of questions. I was not able to attend my precious second cousin's funeral, whom I love dearly. And I had to ask God questions. And so this book came out of the questions I had, the questions you have sent me for 40 years. And it is one of the most important books. The people on the cover of the book were people we knew personally who passed away, some at 20, some at 25, others at 39. And even when they passed away, the family was asking me questions. I want you to get this resource. Now, I felt like doing something. I preached a message on 1 minute left to live, and it was based on the taking of my cousin. And God gave it to me as a soul winning message. And here's what I'm going to do. When you get the manifest offer, when you order the manifest offer, you're going to be given a link to a password to access the actual message that I preached. And I want you to do this. I want you to get people who are not saved, backslid, lukewarm, to watch the message. If nothing else, if you can't get them to read, have them watch the message. Okay, let me mention where I'm coming to. I'm coming December 29th to Church of the Harvest in Cleveland, Tennessee. We're coming to Faith Memorial Church in Cleveland, Tennessee on January the 12th. That will be a Sunday morning service. We're coming to, this is really important, Abundant Life. Now, all you folks in Texas, listen to me, Abundant Life Christian Center in Lamarck, Texas. And we're going to come February the 12th, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. That's 5 days. And we are coming loaded with the Word of God. And then we're going to be coming to the Mosaic Church in Clarksville, Tennessee, February 22nd, 23rd. But listen carefully. Start planning Warrior Fest the end of March, Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning, and the Prophetic Summit Wednesday through Sunday morning in April, the end of April. There'll be advertisements about that, information about that. Registration will open soon. And make your plans to come. It is off the chain. Stay in touch with us at perrystone.org and our YouTube channel as well. God bless you.
Help amplify Perry's message and ministry by joining the Partner Strike Force today. As Perry's partner, you'll be supporting multiple outreach programs from Perry Stone Ministries, including worldwide evangelism, feeding the underprivileged, the Manifest Telecast, creating books and media, prison ministry, and more. As a Partner Strike Force member, you'll also receive special access to premium events and materials, such as our Partner Strike Force website, live-streamed prophetic updates, partners-only tours in Israel, and more. Go to perrystone.org and sign up today.